Bill, tell us about what the Missouri Tigers football team is doing in Joplin today.
Well, what they did is, first of all, just to give you some background, they have a trailer, a tractor trailer, that they pack all of their football equipment on that they drive to road games. That tractor trailer is down here in Joplin filled with supplies for the victims of the tornado. There's about 50 student athletes, along with head coach Gary Tinkle, former quarterback Chase Daniel is here as well. They're going to help unload some of those supplies, then they're going to tour the damaged areas, and then from there they're going to break off and go into neighborhoods and help with the cleanup. So they're going to be here for a few hours, and it's an amazing feat what they accomplished last weekend in Columbia.
How did this come about? Who thought of this idea and got the ball rolling, so to speak, on this?
Well, the owner of D. Rose Restaurant in Columbia is a former player, and I just picked up a little bit from what Gary Tinkle was saying over the bus, but it sounded as though he had this idea and wanted to put some things together. They got the local media involved, got the message out to people in Columbia, and they found a church and a warehouse where they could take these items and drop them off, and they did it in a short amount of time and got the ball rolling, and in fact, as we speak now, they're starting to unload the truck.
As far as the people of Joplin, have you been able to pick up from them their reception to this, or whether they're excited about the Missouri Tiger football team coming down here, or whether this may be something a little bit special of the volunteers helping?
You know, I think what they're going through is so overwhelming, and they're getting a lot of help. You can't go, once you're in the devastated area, you can't go a couple of blocks without seeing signs that say, free food, free water. The response that this community has gotten from not only Missouri, but the surrounding area in terms of help and support has just been amazing. But the people that I spoke with, and I said, hey, I'm coming down to follow the Missouri football team, they said, oh, yeah, we heard about it. So it certainly made its way through this town, and they're appreciative of all the help that they're getting.
Bill, from your standpoint, as you've been able to go there and see the devastation, just run, let us hear what ran through your mind from you'd heard about it, you'd heard reports about it, you had to have some sort of expectation. How did what you expected, how did it match up with what you actually saw?
It wasn't even close. I pulled in, and what's really odd about it is the tornado cuts a very distinct path. And you could look in one direction and see restaurants, buildings. You wouldn't think that anything was wrong. You can turn around 180 degrees, and it's like a bomb went off. It's like a war zone. The pictures and the videos that you've seen, it doesn't match. I mean, it's so overwhelming. You look, you don't even know where your eyes can pan to because there's so many pieces of debris, wood, trees down, I mean, you name it, clothes. It's just scattered, and it's in such a big area. And then you go a few blocks, and then it's you would never tell that there was a storm there. And it's just amazing the devastation that cut through a wide area, but in terms of the city, still very small, but just in terms of width, when I say small, but it's just amazing. I mean, it's like everything is just dead. And, I mean, you really, there's no words to describe it. I kept driving saying, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. It's just, you have to see it to really believe it.
From being able to interact with the people down there, what do you take from those who've gone through this and are trying to rebuild?
Their spirit and resolve is amazing. And I don't want to say they're in survival mode, but there's a sense that they know they have a job to do, and they realize that it's going to take a long time. I was talking with a couple of construction guys who were right near Joplin High School, which was just demolished, and they've got bobcats, and they're trying to clean up. And I said, how do you even look at this and figure out where to begin? And he says, you know, we have a plan, and you just do a little bit at a time. And they know of the sadness and the destruction, but they also know that there's a job that they have to do, and they're coming together, and their spirit is great. I talked with the athletic director at Missouri Southern State University, Jared Bruggeman, and they've been involved because that campus has been the shelter for the Red Cross. And you get a sense that they're taking care of business, they're going through the motions of what they need to do, but I think once it all kind of settles down, I think that's when it's going to hit even more from an emotional standpoint as to what this town has gone through.
We have been talking with Bill Pollack, sports director for the Missouri Nat. And Bill, just before I let you go, this I would imagine, just from what we're hearing you and what we've talked to, this is something that's going to stick with you the rest of your life.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it absolutely will. And the reason why I came down here, and it's interesting because I talked with people from the Parks and Rec, and they're opening one of their pools today. And they expect a lot of people because one of their pools was completely wiped out in a park near the St. John's Hospital. They said they expect people there. They said they expect people to drop their kids off to give them a couple of hours away from this so that they can go take care of things. And so, you know, there's sports and there's recreation. And sometimes you take it for granted, but it's amazing how it plays into your life. And in just a couple of hours away at the local swimming pool can maybe help some people relax and take their mind off of what they're going through for a little while. So it's, you know, the spirit of these people here is just amazing.
Again, Bill Pollack, sports director with the Missouri Nat. Bill, hey, thanks for taking some time and talking with us. And good luck with all you're doing following the Tigers now.
Yeah, no problem. We'll have video and photos, too, that we'll post on Missouri Nat.com, too.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.